Mark Megan's Weekly Roast, proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Are you one of nearly 3 in 10 men experiencing erectile dysfunction? Why not have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label. Go loud.
Back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, what's going on? Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. I am so happy to be working with a brand that will help men, and not just with their erections, but in realising that there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Speaking of labels, I'm about to label a man a pervert. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Good God, where do I start? First and foremost, if you're just joining us for the first time, you are very, very welcome. Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is effectively Ireland's confession box. Every single week, we choose a different aspect of Irish culture and we dismantle it. The listeners all across the country and further afield send me in their voice notes, we distort their voices, and we all have a great laugh. However, today is a slightly different episode, okay? By the way, I'm joined by my sidekick, Mystery Mick.
Hello, Mark.
How are you, Michael?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Now, let us set the scene, Mike, in case somebody hasn't been filled in yet.
Okay.
So, Sunday evening, I put up the question box on my Instagram. This episode of the show was supposed to be about
rejections.
Correct. People getting rejected on first dates, etc., etc. One woman wrote in to say that she didn't get into DCU in 2013.
That was amazing.
No surprises there, Deirdre. The reading comprehension, more attention needed. Nevertheless, we put up the question box, okay? And I was getting in all of these stories, which, by the way, I'm just going to say it now, as a little thank you, as a little bonus, as a little extra sign of appreciation, how much I love you, dear listener, and to thank you for the difference you've made in my life. We're going to get back in the studio in 2 days and go again. Let's go. We're going to have a bonus episode. The rejection episode is still going to happen. I'm going to come back in later in the week and it's going to go out on Friday morning as a little weekend treat. There you go. That's like Al Capone flinging a turkey off the back of a bus. You know, not a bus, probably a truck. And he had syphilis. So, Al, you're in your dressing gown. No. Anyway, steady on. Two coffees and
Bring it back.
Okay. I put up the question box on Instagram and people started writing in about their rejections. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then this girl, who we will be speaking to later on in this episode, sent me a message with a screenshot of this guy who had sent her what can only be described as sordid smut. You would like to say it was written by ChatGPT if it wasn't so bad. It had to be human. It was so cacklingly perverted and bananas that it had to be written by a human, you know, brain. So I posted that on my stories. We all had a good laugh. And then the fucking floodgates opened. And women from all corners of the country came forward one at a time in their droves to talk about the experiences they had with this same guy. The reason why we are able to tell it's the same guy will soon become evident, because as his writing style, he has a very bizarre obsession with sort of kitchen sink realism and then like anal. Do you know what I mean? It is a very bananas concoction of, like, you know, run-of-the-mill routine chat and then tits and rampant misogyny, okay? So, before we continue, myself and Mystery Mick, I would like to caveat this because you always have to. Here at the Weekly Roast, we absolutely do not judge anybody for their interests, be them kinky or otherwise, okay? Sex is there to be enjoyed by everybody. And for instance, I'm a massive fan of erotic literature. Steady on, Mick. Steady on, Michael. We're not there yet. Erotic literature, more power to you.
Yeah.
And that's great. You know, I'm forever a fantasist as a recovering addict. I'm always looking for ways to escape my brain. So, you know, if the writing was good, I absolutely would enjoy it. But as will become evident from some of these readings, I think you'll, you know, be happy to enjoy the, you know, light roasting of it.
Yes.
With me.
Absolutely.
So what do you want me to do here? Do you want me to set the scene?
Yeah, I think for those who haven't seen the stories and, you know, who need to get involved, you know, as a new listener, why don't we just read out some examples?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, bear with me. Now, surely we should have some music beneath this. I'm thinking like On the Nature of Daylight by Max Richter. By the way, Amy Adams in Closer or Arrival. Probably the best performance of her career. Doesn't get the credit that she deserves for it.
No.
Nevertheless.
Here we go.
This is the first reading. A reading from the book of... First reading. A reading from the book of Pervert to the Corinthians. I swear my life, dear listener, everything that comes out of my mouth now is true. And I'm reading it. Michael can verify, as can Carl Dawson and our new producer in the studio. This is not me making it up. I promise you. Someday I'm going to surprise you, picking you up. Big smile on your face. And give you the biggest hug and kiss when you get in. So they live together, is that? Okay, I'll just know. You give me a pinch in that way you do. We drive on laughing. They're in a car now.
Yeah.
We drive on laughing and smiling. And I can't stop staring at you thinking how amazing you are. Rubbing your laugh and gentle squeeze. My little way of saying I'm crazy for you. We go to the beach. This guy loves the beach, by the way. We go to the beach. I have food, drink and blanket. You probably figured it out when I drove past your estate and ignored you when you asked where are we going. We continue chatting the world away with you resting in my arms till the sun sets, kissing your forehead, telling you how amazing you are and perfect you are, and ask, do you want to stay in mine tonight? I'll drop you to work in the morning. We get to mine, I make dinner, and after hold you tight to me while my hands over your legs slowly back and forth, sometimes squeezing, still distracting you with my hand on your legs. He sounds like a stroke victim. This is... The other hand has been unhooking your without you knowing. Okay. Once it's unhooked, my hand moves up your waist. How many hands does he have? Till I grab your hips and flip you over and spank you while kissing your neck. Running my hand over your back and chest while the other hand spanks another fucking Ganesh. So she's essentially in bed with Ganesh. Biting your ear and neck, you don't even notice. Your trousers are suddenly off. And I pick you up and carry you upstairs, throwing you to the bed, standing over you, seeing me get harder and harder. I grab each arm, pushing them behind your back, and tell you if I see them move, I stop. So that's the first one. That's the entry level.
That's
like the weed. That's your hash. That's the gateway to the drug world. That is your hash. That is your sort of, you know, smoking a joint behind the prefabs into the world of erotic fiction. So I'm speechless.
That is completely and utterly insane.
The worst thing is you can tell that the horniness is so strong with this one that it's getting in the way with his grammar.
Yeah.
You know when someone's so horny and they're like,
taxes are falling out of
line. Send me a pixel. They're typing with your fucking toes. Do you know what I mean? You know that he's doing something else.
That's a one-hand text right there. There's no two thumbs.
It's also quite long. That's only like a page or two shorter than Chantaram.
But also, it starts out very sensual and nice. Like that could be a pet he's taken out for a nice day and then they go home.
Do you write letters to your pet?
I do, yeah.
Good stuff. I mean, it could, yeah, it does sound, it sounds like, do you know what? It sounds like a message you'd send to your granny if she was on the way out.
Absolutely.
And it's like, listen, we're going to take, and I know you like going to the zoo, and you would have noticed me driving by your estate. That probably gave it away. You saw the beach bag in the car, you saw the goggles, you saw the flippers. Speaking of flippers, then I flipped you over. Do you know what I mean? So I share this, okay? on Instagram. Everyone goes a bit mad. Then now it starts getting a little bit... Will I go again?
It gets dirtier.
Okay, yeah. So just brace yourself, dear listener. You hesitated because you seemed surprised.
I rip open your shirt and say, I wasn't asking, bitch.
He's gone from a day trip to Britis to, oh, good. Good, you're a Californian pimp in Watson, California.
Bitch.
Fucking Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman in True Romance.
I wasn't asking, bitch. Now I pull you over the table, lift in your skirt, and spank you so hard over and over and over again, pulling your hair, saying, do you understand now? And you quietly say, yes. You turn around, sit up on the table and say, can Daddy take my shoes off?
Oh, no.
Knowing that I'd love to. Slipping them off, one by one by one.
Sorry. She's three legs now. Three legs, eight hands.
He has no understanding of what these are.
Written by an alien on his first day on Earth.
Slipping them off one by one by one.
By one.
Kissing each leg. Damn, kissing each leg. Every inch of your tights, tasting how wet you are through them. New paragraph. You go upstairs, you put on a pair of black stockings, so on top of the tights. So she's fucking, the thighs are chafing now. You go upstairs, you put on a pair of black stockings with satin red bra, black shinny heels, and you sit on the bed, dangling your heels for me as you call me. I come up, nothing on, hard as a rock. So he's nude up the... Hard as rock, you playing with yourself, and I say, could you start without me? And you just smile with your red lipstick on at me. I immediately go over and force my cock down your throat.
God.
And you say, don't stop.
With the cock in
with throat. The cock. Famously easy to communicate with the mouthful.
Don't stop.
Yeah, like, that's how Beyonce trains for live shows. It's, if you can sing the full version of Halo with a cock in your mouth,
you're good to go.
Yeah. At least it's Beyonce's this time, Jay. Nevertheless, start...
Current.
And start kissing your nylons. So she's wearing nylons now as well. And up and down, shagging your mouth. You're gagging and choking, desperate for breath. But Daddy's a bit busy. Good luck. Okay, so that's just... Eventually I give you a... we're done with the sort of stuff now in a second. Eventually I give you a break.
And I make you get on top of my face. And ride it. I want to taste you all, squeezing your chest as I do. I want you screaming, Daddy. And then he says his name. The only rule is don't stop till you explode all over my mouth.
Oh my God. Oh my good God.
I'm like not that advanced with the female anatomy, but like exploding all over your mouth. I don't know if that's like... If I'm doing it wrong,
no.
if that's the root, though, if that's the sort of, you know, where we should be going, that's the Machu Picchu that we should all be scaling towards. If that's the way we're inclined, then I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, we're doing the sugar laugh. Ah, come on. Brilliant.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So this starts happening. Then all of a sudden, more people start coming forward. And dear listener, by the way, I take no pride. I take no pleasure in reading out this field. I'm just going to read you out the next message that I got, okay? And we're going to then get to voice notes, but just bear with me one second. I have to do this. I click my fingers in a cool, open-air country pub. The waiter comes over promptly. I tell him to piss off and sort out his body odor. You mindlessly scroll on your phone while I whisper the exact I want to do with you. We both order the chicken supreme. We then wander down to the beach. We fall into the sea and make love on the shore. You go bottomless until your jeans dry off. It takes a few hours. I am hard for all of it. Just give me strength. Like, hold on. So he's firstly in a cool open air country pub. What the fuck is an open air country pub? Like Dicey's Garden, do you know what I mean? How many of those are there in the world? The waiter comes over promptly. Good. Oh, such a command over his fellow man. I tell him to piss off and sort out his body odour. Brilliant. You're a pig.
You've just told a teenager like a minimum wage.
You know, to piss off. And also, sort out your body odour, kid. No, Declan. Like, I'm here. I'm working 3 hours to save up for my J1. You're grand. Yeah, and then he's having a go at the woman. You, this guy, by the way, is clearly a complete misogynist because any mention of women in his thing is like, they're thick, they're doing nothing, they're, you know, whatever. So he goes, you mindlessly scroll on your phone while I whisper the exact I want to do with you. So you're in a country pub and it's like, oh, can I get a Britvic 55? And then your legs parsed. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, it doesn't. How are you, Josie? Yeah, 2 bacon fries, and you still have any of that tenora? Your min chairs tickle my upper lip. Do you know what I mean? It's so insane. And then he goes, which is, my friends, boys and girls, the most, as you might say, my boy, derangement level of insane, is that he goes, we both order the chicken supreme. Even in the sexual fantasy that he wrote himself, he literally has the freedom to be anything, a genie, a man with 8 arms and 3 legs. Even in his wildest sexual fantasy, he's ordering the chicken supreme. Not even the Chateaubriand. Not even the filet mignon. Just, yeah, 2 chicken. It is the early bird, isn't it? I'll lick your pussy. We're still on the early bird, isn't it? Yeah, it's 5.50, free parking. Thank you. And then we get out to the beach. He falls into the sea and they make love on the shore. And then she goes, bottomless until your jeans dry off. It takes a few hours. Of course it does. Irish weather. I'm hard for all of it. Good stuff. Last but not least.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is going to be a long episode. Last but not least, my friends, before we bring in some other people and the story unfolds even further, I have to read out another person that came forward. Oh my fucking God. Are you ready?
Oh, I don't know. Go on.
This is another person. So this is our third person now.
Yeah.
We could go for a drive somewhere nice. Maybe go for a nice walk. The old adjectives could do a bit of work there, Tony. Maybe go for a nice walk. Or go to the beach. There's that beach again. And go for a spin and treat ourselves to some nice lunch out. Then I'd ask you what you want for dinner. So already, forget the lunch. I'd take you to a nice lunch. Forget that. What are you having for dinner? Supreme. Then I'd ask you what you want for dinner. And we'd go to the shop and get some bits. I'd bring you back and potter around the kitchen and make the dinner while you relax. Nice enough.
Yeah.
I'd let you pick a show or a movie. Very nice again.
Very progressive.
While I make the dinner. Very good. Yeah. 2020. I'd come in every now and then and give you a few kisses. Lovely. This is all. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'd wake you up, easy myself inside you. We'd both be very sleepy, but we'd be breathing heavily. And I'd be on top of you, and I'd kiss your neck and your chest, and then come deep, deep inside you. I'd also then go down on you, so he's after. Once again, I'm not like the chronology expert when it comes to sex, but I'd come deep inside you and then I'd go down on you to try to make you come hard. He'd need one of those dental things. You know, the dental things is like just to get a bit of suction there. You know, when you're leaning there and you're like, some of that green rinse. Then I'd let you roll. This is the most misogynic sentence in the history of the English language. Dom Draper would be turning his grave. Then I'd let you roll over, would you? Like, talking about, like, she's a fucking pit. This is just outrageous. Then I'd let you roll over and go back to sleep or chill on your phone. Brilliant. What a gent. While I nip out and get us a coffee and bring it back to you in bed. We'd cuddle and kiss a bit in bed and chat. Just chat. And then I'd give you a slap across the arse and get you out of bed and we'd head out for the day. Good stuff.
He can't figure out what role he has. Like, he's cooking 1 minute, then he's smacking her.
He's a man of many talents.
He's diverse.
Guys, I hope you're enjoying listening to the Weekly Roast. This is truly an insane episode. If you enjoy the show, it would mean the world to me if you could just click subscribe or follow wherever you're listening to the podcast now. It's very easy, takes 1 second, and it really and truly helps the podcast grow. And of course, the greatest way of spreading love and giving back to the podcast, if you're enjoying it, it is to share it with a friend. So if you're enjoying today's episode, just copy the link to it and share it with a friend. Tell them to listen. And last but not least on the long litany list of requests from me to you is, of course, send me a DM on Instagram at Megan Mark. If you enjoy the podcast, send me a little message. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you didn't like. If you didn't like anything, just be gentle. I have massive RSD as an aspect of my ADHD. So I just need just constant, never-ending and relentless support and reassurance. So appreciate all your messages on Instagram, at Megan Mark. Right, let's get into it. We've sort of set the scene here now with this guy, and we've just recorded a couple of interviews with two people involved. But now it's time to make a little mad announcement. Guys, I've been in touch with the person. I've spoken to him. He sent me a message around 15 minutes ago. That's all I'm able to say for the moment. And I'm going to try and get him onto the show. That's all I'm saying. We need to figure out a few details. He doesn't seem adverse to the idea, but there might be a bit of manoeuvring required. Before we get into that, I just need to give you a couple of more examples of his writing, because we had somebody else come forward. Now, she wasn't able to go on for an interview, but she sent me a couple of his messages, okay? Just to give you an example of sort of Seamus Horny, as they're calling him. This is going to be soppy. This is a WhatsApp he sent, by the way. This is going to be soppy, but I don't care. I just really want to chat, hold your hand, make you laugh, laugh too, and give you loads of kisses, plus anal. The plus anal.
It started out so lovely.
It's so nice. He seems to do this. He seems to say loads of nice things at the beginning, and then he just completely blows his beans and just gets overexcited and resorts to complete slop. We have to call this one out. I lift you onto the counter and lay you back, but I don't go slow. I'm dying to taste you at this point, so I get on with it and get straight to it. Sucking your clit and finger effing you at once, you blurt out something like, hey, there is a sale on in Penny's this weekend. Because that's what women do. That's all that women are bloody good for, apparently, is talking about shopping. Like, in terms of the Bechdel test, this guy has failed beyond comprehension. Oh my God. As I said on my Instagram, this is a man who's writing about women without ever, in fact, meeting a single fucking woman. You blurt out something like, hey, there's a sale on in Penny. So you've got this woman who is interested in you sexually, okay? She's come home from work. You've lifted her onto the counter. You're performing oral sex on her. And then you're also using your fingers in some sort of mad, frantic, frenzy approach to foreplay, okay? She's leaning back. And such is her intoxication with the sex. She goes, did you know there's a sale on in Penny's this weekend? Like, give the woman, fictional or otherwise, some respect. Also, Penny's famously don't do sales, I would have thought. I just put my hand over your mouth and shush you. Good God. You won't shut up, so the tape makes an appearance. Oh, good, so there's tape. You've just got the tape to hand. This guy, look, it's time to play some questions from our listeners. I don't. This all just beggars belief. If you're a regular listener, I'm sorry. If you're a new listener, I'm sorry. Mum, I'm sorry. She listens to this podcast. Like, I'm sorry to everybody. Let's play a voice note from Kim.
Okay, Mark, I just need to know, like, how are these messages coming in? Like, I need to know, is he just randomly getting your number, sending you these messages? Like, or is he saying, hey, like, do you want to hear my deepest, darkest fantasy? Like, what are these women replying? Is anybody engaging with them? I can't. I genuinely cannot get my head around how this man is sending so many of these messages, unsolicited or solicited. I don't know. I need answers, please, and thank you.
Good questions.
Very good questions. I'm very curious to know what the end goal on his side is. Is he in it just for the messages, or is he trying to meet these people?
Very good question. And I think Kimberly, that's Kimberly Brophy, by the way, of Naked Glow. She's a legend. She's asking good questions. I think what's important for us to remember is, like, guys, there's about 12 different women have come forward, by the way, with loads of these pictures, okay? Somebody's also just messaged me say, was this guy into farting? Like, for fuck's sake. But he's obviously good at chatting to people to a degree. Yeah. The fact that he's able to, you know, dating apps are famously a sort of quagmire of conversation, and it's where common courtesy goes to die. So it's genuinely, like, if I didn't meet Darren, like, I would absolutely be single, because there was no question that I would be able for the dating app slop. I think I tried it for like 3 days, just wasn't able for it. So the fact that he is managing to sort of convert so many conversations into WhatsApp conversations, to me, shows that he must be somewhat adequate when it comes to functioning, or, you know, maintaining a mirage of being a functioning member of society. And then, of course, he just drops in there, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, we're thinking of going to Forbidden Fruit, you know what I mean? Your legs open up. I take you to the beach. You know, it's fascinating stuff.
Do you think he's acting in a very different way to get it off the apps, and then when he kind of gets them in on WhatsApp, the conversation?
100%, like, yeah. A Turkish street salesman, yeah, I'd say. Yeah. He's like, my friend, please, please, you know, he keeps this veneer up, and then all of us, you know, the gold teeth are glinting in the summer sun, and all of a sudden you're bundled into the back of a 4x4 and you're halfway to Syria. Just completely.
It's of yours, wasn't it?
Merhaba. Shout out to the Turkish listeners. Yeah, mental. Anything else on this?
I'd love to see the dating profile.
Yeah, that's a very good one. I think I'd, we should ask if he's up for doing an interview. I'm going to ask him to have a look at his Hinge profile. I think that he is likely, I would say he keeps his conversations short and sweet, thus leaving very little room for analysis, and goes, you know, so the woman thinks, you know, fine, he doesn't seem to be too mental. His pictures are obviously normal enough. Let's go to the dating app. Bang. Yeah, there we go. Shameless. Instead of Seamus. Shameless Heaney. Brilliant. Oh,
brilliant.
That would have been good. So now we've got a voice note from somebody who was actually on the date with him. Let's go.
But he starts off lightly, like you get this mad little message off him that makes him sound kind of normal, but not like really normal, because I remember thinking, I don't know, his opening line wasn't very fucking funny in any way, that was for sure. It was very serious, and it was like it was something about Pride and Prejudice. So I was like, what is he on about?
Makes sense.
Like, to my darling lady, like, oh, shut up. So straight away I thought, this fella's a fool. But then I obviously just went, I think I might have just said, oh, hi, yeah, good, hey, how are you, happy Saturday, I'm just heading out with my friends, I can message you later. And then I didn't message him later because he was mad. And then I woke up the next day to that.
No.
Ultimate in drivel. And the thing about my leg, I was like, does he think that's romance? Does he actually think that? It was in a relationship and someone wrote that to me. I'd be like, well, you're a gross little pig. But look, I'll try and think more about it. But it was along those lines, and it has to be the same person. I just thought, this is absolutely fucking bizarre. About 2,000 words. He could have put it in Woman's Way magazine. But no, he couldn't have actually. It was filled.
Yeah, this guy is a complete... So he started talking to her about wanting to dribble down her leg.
Oh,
a lot of feet stuff, sort of leg-related stuff. So that was the first message we got from one of his potential conquests, which, of course, didn't come to fruition. And, okay, we're going to play a couple more voice notes we've got from listeners just about this whole thing before I get into the interviews. Let's go.
I can't even formulate a response because this is the most practical pervert I've ever had in my life. It's like, hey, I'm going to tell you everything I want to do to you. Chicken supreme, please. And then I'm going to taste you while I throw you over a table. And there's going to be a sale on pennies. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the chicken supreme, there's something deeply Irish about all this.
Absolutely.
It's not like, I'm going to take you out for sushi. I'm going to spread your legs and get a dirty martini and I'm going to slide the glass. It's like,
I think O'Loughlin's the one already bought. So if we get...
My new producer, Connor, is looking at me going, you dirty fucking South Dublin bastard. Because Connor's natural accent is, I think you want a lunch break. And now I go down to the open air country There's context here, Connor. I'm sorry. Okay. Nevertheless, yeah, it's all very, it's steeped in mundanity. It's the mundane and the insane just wrapped up together in this big sort of gumbo of sexual perversion.
Yeah, I love the fact that you're seeing the mix of Irish cynicism with someone who wants to see themselves as a savant.
Yes, exactly. Like, there's, I just want to read this other one out that he sent to someone, and it was, hold on, wait for it. It goes, where are we? Here we are. I'd watch your nude bum jiggle as you walk over to put in your phone charger. It shakes a bit more than usual because you put the prongs in wrong. I lay there with the semi and casually check the weather app before brushing my teeth and getting a head start on the day. You don't see that in the ad for Golden Grahams. You don't see Kellogg's putting their money behind that in the ad. Like, that is, so I'd watch a nude bum jiggle. That sounds attractive. That sounds sexy. Yep. We all know bums jiggling.
Bums are great. Yeah,
great, fantastic stuff. Putting the phone on the charger. Yeah. If I was a one night stand, I probably wouldn't be bending down nude with the bum facing them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's probably like, that's relationship stuff. It shakes a bit more than usual because you put the prongs in wrong. So again, he's having a go at the woman. She's inept.
She's gotten an electric shock.
She's shocked the system. I lay there with the semi, just casual semi, like Strala, like a half a courgette lying over his tie, you know, and casually check the weather app. Because he's a fucking waste. He's bloody temperature efficient.
Go fishing.
The only precipitation out of here be coming out of my yak. Before brushing my teeth and getting a head start of the day. Mate, you've spent 40 minutes on Met Aaron with the boner. This isn't fucking, what's that lad, the ball lad that all morons follow? Lads follow. The guy who like does 50 marathons a week.
Oh.
No.
David Goggins.
Yeah, Goggins. You know what I mean? You're hardly Goggins because you. Anyway, it's real. When the guy shares the Goggins story to his Insta story, bro, you've done 3 haircuts. You can't. Okay, guys, it's time. Firstly, thank you so much again for listening to the Weekly Roast. If you're enjoying the show, let me know on Instagram at MeganMark. If you have any stories that you want myself and Mystery Mick to investigate further, send me a DM. Let me know if you think we need a part 2 of William Smutler Yeats, as we're coming to know it. It's time. It's time to break ground again with the Weekly Roast and play you a couple of interviews. Our first interview is absolutely phenomenal, as is our second. I actually, there's no point in me even teasing it. This is just absolutely magic. Here you go. Enjoy, read them and weep. See you on the other side. Let's go. Alana got in touch yesterday. She is one of the people that came forward whenever I started posting on my Instagram. Alana, would you like to just tell me how we got in touch?
Yeah, I saw your first post and cackled to myself because the minute I saw that message, I knew who it was. So I texted one of my friends to be like, your erotic lit guy has been exposed on the internet and we have found him. And then I obviously got in touch with you to be like, I know who he is. I have him. I have multiple messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him, as they say. Now, can you talk to us? Because also, by the way, I think it's important. Like, I'm also in touch with your friend and she's given us the complete go ahead here to have this conversation. We have her. Yeah, have her full support, you know.
She knows. Yeah,
she knows. And she sent me a couple of messages. But like, from the horse's mouth, would you be able to do me a favor and just give us a little bit of a snapshot into her journey with him? And or if you have access to any of that sordid material to hand, would you be interested in doing a reading?
The novel. I don't know if you can see me.
I can't. Like,
I have the full. It took 3 more presses of Read More on the message of the length of the message that he sent.
Oh my God.
We got 2 versions. Now, personally, I think he did like put a lot of effort in. I did question whether or not he had full-time employment because I didn't think somebody could be sitting around for this long.
Reasonable enough.
I would say that it's probably a short novel, really.
But Alana, I have to ask you. Your friend, I want to ask you a question. Alana, I want you to listen to me. Sit yourself down, young chat. Alana, pull yourself together, okay? Listen. Your friend, she matches with him on Hinge, okay?
Yeah.
What I still need to establish is, how does conversation go from like,
well, any cock,
to any cock? Do you know what I mean?
So fast.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't even like what you have for dinner. It was like, this is what I want.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. So you know why you're here.
Yeah.
Like, that's like from the get go, he was like, this is my interest. Like, I'm looking for, I want to be dominated, you know, that whole, like, I want you to
wait, so
like,
he,
be in charge.
He wanted to be dominated as well.
Yeah. Like, so we have two versions. So we've got the version of like what he wanted done to him from his version.
Yeah.
And then he also wrote an in-depth version of what he wanted from
okay.
her, like,
so
from her experience.
I need you, because this is actually, I played this for, or I showed this to Darren in the kitchen earlier, and she was like, you need psychiatric help, to me, because she was like, this is Guy talking about, she's like, you've misinterpreted this entirely. And I then had to explain to her, no, he was writing this for her, from yeah. her perspective about him. So,
like, he's getting off being like, this is what you're going to do to me, and you're going to be feeling this way, and you're going to be feeling that. And like,
so can you do us a favour, do us a rock solid, if you'll allow the pun, and please read out to us the message that he wrote, which is the erotic fiction he wrote, but from her perspective about him.
Okay.
Take us away.
We go out for dinner and you'd be in a little dress. We'd be having a great time. I contemplate you for a bit, taking in your sexy body and the belt that you've discarded on the floor. I circle you, sipping my drink. The belt looped in my hand, tracing over your legs, nibbling on your pecs, brushing over your cock, snapping the belt across your ass cheeks. Every now and then, gradually, you getting harder and shuddering with anticipation each time.
Good stuff.
I push you back to the bed and start slowly strip, revealing a black leather harness wrapped around my thighs and hips. Another sits across my breasts and shoulders. The straps are tied on my skin. They'll leave a mark. You think briefly about that later when you gently kiss those marks, but now you want to grab the straps, use them hard to fuck me.
Oh.
It's my turn to fuck you, so refrain what? From reaching out, you say. Instead, you watch me as I pick out your purple dildo. My nipples look hard. You wish you could feel them. You follow down, slowly licking me. Your clit getting wet. Or my clit getting wet.
Whose clit? Whose clit, Alana?
It's hidden as my new cock is fastened. It looks small. It looks big in my small hand. I pump some lube onto my palm, spread it down the shaft, slowly covering every inch.
The fake cock.
As I stroke my new toy, it feels powerful to have a cock in my hand. I'll walk towards you, stroking my strap on, until standing between your legs, I reach down inside and I stroke your cock, my hand still covered in lube.
Oh.
You are hard. You are so hard for me. I kiss firmly. I can't help it. You taste me already. I order you onto your hands and knees and place pillows under your abdomen. Very
no.
considerate, I might add.
There we go.
Before pushing you onto the bed. With one knee on the bed, I pull my tongue aside, pump lube all over your ass, and slip one hand
no.
under your hip
oh.
and massage.
Alana, stop this. This is a family show. Hold on a second. No, can you just... This is actually completely perverse. Also, you didn't tell me on the DMs that this was going to come into, like, now her with the cock, right? This guy is like, this is just too much. So
I have tears rolling down my face with it. Like, I have been laughing.
So wait, she's pulling her thong aside to reveal the fake plastic cock that she's already put on.
Little dildo.
Dildo. Yeah, whatever. Let's not get bogged down in the terminology, Alana. Do you know what I mean?
She's revealed it. And she's leaning down, separating your cheeks with my hands. I press your
sorry,
finger again.
Separating the cheeks with his hands. Like, can we get a what sort of with both hands or with one hand? Like,
so it says leaning down, you're separating my your cheeks with my hands. So I'm guessing that's both hands.
Like somebody mooning aggressively.
Yeah, but she's spreading his cheeks. I think what he's writing here.
Okay, is there much left? Because this is just.
it goes on for quite a while. It's pretty intense.
Okay, well, let's take a break from this a genuine smut. I mean, good God.
This one, like, it was a novel, and it came in at like 10 o'clock in the morning. This was when I questioned, does this man have a job? It's Tuesday. What is he doing?
And it's definitely not like copy and paste or anything like that.
This is all like, it's
freehand, baby.
Like, it's word for word. Like, there's some spelling mistakes along the way. So, like, he's written this.
And what's your friend saying back to him?
Well, when she got this, that one that I've just read out that goes on for the length of Ireland, that was where she kind of realised that actually this man is perverse and it's not just a little bit of, you know, oh, like, I'm into this or whatever.
Yeah.
She sent back a message being like, oh, this is a bit early in the morning for this. I don't really know how to reply.
Yeah.
Now, he did later on send a voice message of him singing some sort of...
Hold on a second here. He sent Alana, you've just dropped so many bombs here at once. He sent her a voice note of him singing the erotic fiction.
Yeah.
How is that erotic? Surely that's an oxymoron.
Yeah,
I touch your penis.
He wasn't even good at singing.
So it doesn't matter if he's. It does, even if he's fucking pitch perfect. If somebody's like
no,
to me.
No, but you know when sometimes they have a good voice, it's like, oh yeah, you can see behind their like reading of your erotica, but it's actually like you're actually just making us want to like stitch the legs close.
No, I'd like you to elaborate. I would like you to elaborate on. This is just complete bananas. This is just all completely derangement, like.
No, it's wild. Like, he is crazy.
Is he good looking?
No. Well, I didn't think so anyway.
But she must have thought, like, he was somewhat good looking.
I'd also like to confirm that my friend actually works with somebody that went to school with him. So she had also confirmed that he was a pathological liar in school and a bit of a weirdo. So, like, I don't think that it really changed for him. I think he just kind of found his niche and progressed with this.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's intense. Like, I'll give it to him. We could soft launch his career right here, right now. Because
we're not going to do that. We're not going to platform.
Millions at the level that he goes to.
We are not going to platform perverts. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us about this debacle?
Honestly, I really just hope he finds what he's looking for.
What do you think he's looking for deep down? Be honest.
Do you know, like, one of those ex-robots that, like, just you program to what you want? Like, that's
No, I don't. I'm familiar with Tamagotchis.
I was just going by TikTok, really. But... like, I would say that he needs, like, some sort of machine and not a human for what he describes as a female. I don't think anybody would be willing to give him what he's looking for.
Is there any last bit of stuff from those novellas that you think we should just include for the sake of hilarity? Is there any moments?
For hilarity? Like, I mean, they're all...
Is there any just sentence or two that's, like, truly outrageous that you feel we need to include?
Let me see here now. The ones that I had circled going back to my friend were the funniest. That was the bits that were making me stand out. So I had, this one made me laugh. This is from her perspective.
Okay.
I climb up on you and kiss you on the mouth, gently pulling your hair as I do, move down your neck, and I wrap my lips around your cock.
Ah, lovely. Good stuff.
Let's finish on that note. I think this is...
And hopefully he did too.
Tame sentence out of the lot, actually.
Alana, you've been an absolutely unbelievable participant. Thank you for getting involved in the Weekly Roast and thank you for bringing us this gold. We forever appreciate it.
Love listening. I can't wait to hear it.
All the best. Oh, Alana, actually, while I have you.
Yeah.
Did you get tickets to the live show?
No, I didn't.
Now you have two.
Thank you so much. Well, I might just bring her so that she can feel better.
Unbelievable. Listen, well done. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you so much, Mark. Have a lovely day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so thank you so much, Alana. That was world class, and I hope you enjoy the show. Next up, we are hearing from somebody, drumroll please, who actually had an encounter with them as well. So take it away. I'm not going to call you by your name in the spirit of anonymity, but first, I just would like to say thank you so much for taking the time to join us here at the Weekly Roast, and thank you for starting this completely ludicrous chain of events. I suppose the first question on my lips is, how did this start? Like, can you just give me the sort of initial bit of contact with the guy in question?
Yeah, so as a single girl on Hinge, you know, out there trying to find a husband, met this lad, chatting to this lad. He's really nice, seems down to earth, seems very much my vibe. Moved to WhatsApp, probably the worst decision I made. Say 2-3 days in on WhatsApp, I start getting these erotic paragraphs, say lunchtime.
Oh,
but waking up to them.
But like, were you having normal chats? So like, when you're chatting on Hinge, it's like, hey, how's it going? What you get up to next weekend, last weekend? Do you fancy going? Like, did it seem okay to move to WhatsApp first? Like, was he normal enough at the beginning?
Oh, like really, really normal. And like, before he would send this erotic paragraph, he'd be like, how's your day?
Sorry? Like, but,
so, yeah.
But how did it, were you like, so what are you into? I see that you play a bit of paddle, or you were in Greece last year. By the way, I want you to part your legs. Do you know what I mean? How did it, how, that was him, that was me being him, by the way, just to let the, but how, how did it go? How did it come up that he likes erotic fiction?
It didn't really. He just, he said, I wrote the first time he sent one, he said, I wrote this earlier.
Like on the Lewis into work. Okay, and then what did you, like,
yeah, pretty much.
When he sent the first one, what was your reaction?
I just sent a load of laughing faces. There was, like, you couldn't really give him any other reaction. I'm not going to give that back. I don't have that skill.
In the messages that he sent you, what was the sort of turning point where you were like, this is completely perverted, like there's no way that I can go for a drink with this guy?
I think it's when he kind of portrayed that he had like 8 arms. I was like, yeah, that's probably...
That's what did it.
Probably. I probably should have liked before then, but then I was like, no. Yeah, and he wanted my shinny heels on. He didn't want shiny heels. He wanted shinny heels.
He wanted shinny heels. And
yeah.
So he'd send you this and then he'd be like, oh, like, did you see David Attenborough's dad? Like, how did he go back to normal conversation afterwards?
Oh, yeah. No, like nothing had happened.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then while we have you, was there anything else? Were the two messages that you sent me, were they as bad as it got? Or do you have anything else for us? Is there anything that I didn't share, by the way?
I don't think you shared the good one. I have sent that to you in a voice note.
I'm ready for it.
I'm calling him. He wants me to call him daddy and then call him by his name. Oh, and he only wants to refer to me as bitch.
Oh my God. Sorry. Can you? I'm not getting hot beneath the collar, by the way. I'm just getting panicked. It's a girl from HR knocking on the window, pounding like she's escaped, like trying to escape a lab in Jurassic Park. Mark, can you please tell me? Can you do a little reading for us while we have you?
Well, of course.
Thank you.
Give me 2 seconds now, Gash. It's a bit of a long one, so. You're just home from work. I say hello, kiss you, and you sit down. You're telling me about work while kicking your shoes back and forth, not even meaning to, but you're winding me up. Trying to listen, but I can't stop watching.
Sorry, I'm going to have to, there's actually already stuff. So you're just in from work and you're sort of, there's a slight passive aggression when it's like, you're telling me about your day. And he's sort of like Al Bundy in Home Improvement, you know, just sort of like putting up with it.
I don't care.
Yeah. And then he's like, you're kicking your legs back and forth and that's winding me up. Is that like a, because you're going to get like, is he a foot guy now as well? On top of being a complete deviant? Okay.
I do kind of get a foot fetish off him. Eventually one falls off and I lose it slightly. I race over, grabbing your throat and say, daddy wants you now, but he wants her to put stockings on and his favourite lingerie for him to understand.
Oh God.
You're hesitated because you surprised. I rip open your shirt and I say, I wasn't asking, bitch. Now, I pull you over the table, lifting your skirt and spank you so hard over and over and over again, pulling your hair, saying, do you understand now? And you quietly say yes. You turn around, sit up on the table and say, can daddy take my shoes first, knowing I'd love to.
So,
slipping
sorry,
them all.
Is he sending you this and then going like, anyway, do you fancy going to Grogan's on Thursday for a couple of half pints? Like, do you know, how is he sending this? Because this is now scary. Like, this isn't just like, you know, his first stuff was written like a 5-year-old Labrador with sentience and a keyboard where he's like, I pick you up with a big surprise and kiss. You know what I mean? Whereas now it's like, move, bitch. It's getting very scary.
Looking at the timestamp, this was at 54 minutes past 11 at night. So he was obviously
horned up to the gills.
Yeah. It wasn't lunchtime. You continue while you moan for me. I tell you to raise your leg to me. I take the first heel off and start kissing your nylons up and down, fucking your mouth. Oh. You're gagging and choking.
Sorry. He's now... This guy's flexible, so he's got his phallus in your gob, but he's also kissing the like your tights all over. What is enough for this man, sensory-wise? How stimulated do his senses need to be at all times? Taste, sound, you know, okay, this is... And by the way, all the while, I'm assuming you're just like sitting beside your work wife, Kleena, do you know what I mean? Who's like, you chant anyone on Hinge? And you're like, yeah, Declan, and then you show her the DM. Like, what is your response to receiving this filth?
Like, at first I laughed it off and like you're kind of egging them on to see what you can get. And then I was like, this is too much.
There we go. You were egging them on. I knew it. No, I'm joking. Can you imagine?
Egging them on in the case for my close friend story on Instagram.
Oh, fuck.
Not
me.
For me.
So like, oh my God. Okay, this is... And then at what point, because I'm going to have to finish in a second or two. What point did you just go, right, good luck, it's over, we're finished?
I think it was this message.
Yeah. That's when you just were like, goodbye.
I was just like, this is too much.
And
it's not funny anymore.
No. I didn't find any of it funny. Frankly, I was actually disturbed by it. So listen, thank you so much for your time. I can't think of any other questions.
No.
I think we're very good. But listen, yeah, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for starting Ireland's largest wild goose chase.
I hope you find him.
We will. We'll see you very soon. And thanks for listening to the Weekly Roast. Mind yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Weekly Roast. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. That was a wild ride. And Lord knows we might still be on the roller coaster. If you have any tips, tricks, suggestions, theories on all of this, let me know on Instagram at Megan Mark. I feel like we haven't closed the door on this just yet. So, yeah, hit me up. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. It's so nice to be sitting here and just to be having a laugh once a week. We all need a laugh and it makes a big bloody difference. So thank you. And thank you all for the support on Instagram of late at Megan Mark. Speak to you soon. Mind yourselves. Take care. God bless. Goodbye.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.